In this bulletin, the Defence Minister says he'll attempt to have Australia's new submarines delivered earlier. Ash Barty named Person of the Year at the NAIDOC Awards. And in tennis, another controversial match for Nick Kyrgios at Wimbledon. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Defence Minister Richard Marles says the federal government will do everything it can to try and get Australia's new submarines delivered earlier than is currently scheduled. Under the AUKUS arrangement with the United States and the United Kingdom, entered into by the previous federal government, Australia is scheduled to receive new nuclear-powered submarines in the 2040s. Whilst the Labor Party supports AUKUS, Mr. Marles has told Sky News the submarine purchase arrangement under the prior leadership has left Australia with a defence capability gap that will have to be solved, and this might be partially allayed by obtaining the submarines sooner. Residents in parts of Sydney's southwest are under evacuation orders with relentless driving rain continuing. Flood warnings have been issued for areas south and west of Sydney, and flooding is also possible for the Greater Sydney area, the Hunter, the Central Coast and the South Coast of New South Wales. The Hawkesbury Nepean reached peak flood levels overnight. Authorities remain confident they are ready to help residents affected by flooding, and Defence Force helicopters and troops remain on standby. People are being urged, though, to avoid non-essential trips, with three flood rescues being carried out already. Wild winds, rough seas and heavy rain are expected to last until at least tomorrow. Former world number one tennis player Ash Barty has been named Indigenous Person of the Year at the NAIDOC Awards in Melbourne. It comes after a 12-month period in which she won both Wimbledon and the Australian Open, then retired from the sport at the age of just 26. She's currently in the United States. Her father, Robert, accepted the award on her behalf, telling the audience how important his daughter's Indigenous heritage has been to her during the last year, and in particular the support of fellow Indigenous tennis legend Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley. In a pre-recorded acceptance speech, Barty says she wants to keep contributing to her community.
It's an incredible night to celebrate our culture and the community and so many contributions from so many people. I'm so humbled and privileged to have won the NAIDOC Person of the Year. I can't wait to continue my contribution to kids' education and to help them fulfil their dreams.
The NAIDOC Awards kick off NAIDOC Week, a celebration of Indigenous culture, history and achievement. To overseas news now. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging his people not to relax as the conflict with Russia shows no signs of slowing down. Mr. Zelensky says fighting has intensified in the city of Kharkiv, and he claims Ukrainian forces have driven Russian troops from the Kherson region. Pro-Russian forces claim their flag is now flying over the city of Lysychansk, the last stronghold of resistance by Ukrainian forces in eastern Ukraine's Luhansk province. Ukraine's military rejects claims the city is encircled. Ukrainian forces say the city's fate could be decided in the next couple of days. Mr. Zelensky says the Ukrainian people must keep up their efforts, and not only the purely military part of the conflict against Russia.
У багатьох тилових містах зараз відчувається розслабленість, але війна не закінчилась, вона є.
There is a sense of relaxation in many rear cities now. But the war is not over. It is there. Unfortunately, its brutality sometimes only grows, and we must not forget about it. So be certain to help the army, help the volunteers, help everyone who is left alone at this time. And constantly use all your contacts abroad, all your information opportunities, even just social networks, to spread the truth about the war and the occupiers' crimes on our land.
To sport now, and in tennis, Nick Kyrgios has laughed off allegations from opponent Stefanos Tsitsipas that he's a bully. The Australian has beaten Tsitsipas in a wild third-round match at Wimbledon in four sets. At one point, Kyrgios demanded Tsitsipas be disqualified for hitting a ball into the crowd, which narrowly missed a spectator. Kyrgios demanded to speak to a supervisor before continuing the match. For his part, Kyrgios abused the umpire and was reported by a linesman for swearing. He says Tsitsipas's complaints about him show his opponent is not tough enough.
I don't know what to say. I'm not sure how I bullied him. He was the one hitting balls at me. He was the one that hit a spectator. He was the one that smacked it out of the stadium. I didn't do anything. I was actually, like, apart from me just going back and forth to the umpire for a bit, I did nothing towards Stefanos today that was disrespectful. Like, maybe he should figure out how to beat me a couple more times first. He's that soft, like, to come in here and say I bullied him and stuff, that's just soft. Like, that's just, we're not cut from the same cloth.
along with Kyrgios, wins for Alex Demonor and Jason Kubler in the men's and Ilya Tomjanovic in the women's mean Australia has four players in the fourth round of the singles tournament. That's the best Australian showing at Wimbledon this century. And that's the latest from SBS News.